Our scripture today is from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do.
We have just gathered around the table to receive Holy Communion. Very often, it is our tradition to receive communion at the very end of the service as we depart. Perfectly valid tradition. But today I wanted you to receive communion before we read this scripture and discussed it a bit in the sermon. Because I want you to remember that you have the grace of Jesus Christ within you. The body and blood of Christ is within you. That changes a person. There is a difference in you, whether you recognize that or not, because of the grace of Jesus Christ. And so then we can ask ourselves, well, what change does that bring? What does that bring about in our life? And there's probably an endless number of answers to that. But the book of James tells us one very important one, that we can ask God and he will give us wisdom. Man, that is good news. Don't we need that? We need wisdom. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and we need wisdom. And the book of James tells us, if you lack wisdom, ask. You should ask God, who gives generously, and to all without finding fault. That's even better news right there. That he's not going to evaluate you to see if you're worthy of receiving the wisdom of God. He's not going to say, well, you better get your act together first. No, he's not going to find fault. He's going to give generously, and it will be given to you. So if you want wisdom, ask God. Easy enough, right? We have the grace of God within us. We are followers of Jesus Christ. We receive things like Holy Communion to remind us and to receive a measure of God's grace. We ask for wisdom. God gives generously, even if we've kind of messed up along the way. That's some really good news. So at the end of the service, we can have a prayer and everybody's going to be wise, right? Well, we're not sure, are we? And therein lies a problem. Because he goes on to say, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Uh-oh. Because we doubt, don't we? We all do. We don't talk about it out loud, but we doubt. We doubt ourselves, we doubt our own abilities, we doubt our relationships, we doubt the world itself, we doubt the future, we even doubt God. Now we try not to, but we do. And so if we just read that one verse that says, if you lack wisdom, ask God, God gives generously. And we said, we're going to have a prayer, we're going to pray for wisdom, we will all leave here today and be wise. Every one of us thinks, oh, maybe. Because we doubt. We just do. And so does that mean we're not going to be wise? That there's no hope for us? Because on some level, we always doubt a little bit? No. There's always hope. Because before he even talks about wisdom, the writer tells us, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Then he starts talking about getting wisdom. Let perseverance finish its work. See, it's not that when we doubt, if we have this little apprehension, if we have a little confusion that all is lost, we're not going to have wisdom. It's a matter of trusting the process. Wisdom is a process. If we just read the one verse that God gives generously, we might think it's just infused from on high, that we say a prayer and a beam comes from heaven and shoots wisdom into us. No, it's a process. It's a process that God uses all the circumstances, including the suffering, including the trials. That's why the writer of James says, rejoice in those trials, because the perseverance is built that leads to the process that God uses to build wisdom. It's not whether we have apprehension. It's not whether we wonder. It's not about our confusion. Those are just faults that we have. That's part of being human. And it tells us God's not going to find fault with you. He's not going to measure before he gives you wisdom. It's a matter of trusting the process. When the writer talks about doubt, he's talking about abandoning God. I don't think God's really in it for me. I don't think this is going to work. I'm going to find my own way. And so we may go through religious motions. We may try to be a good person. But we set our course ourselves rather than trusting the process of God. That everything in our life, all the suffering, all those big things that happen that divert our life into ways that we never thought it would go, and even those little tiny irritations, you know, the little tiny ones that just drive you crazy, God uses all those circumstances. What the writer is telling us is trust God in the process. Let perseverance finish its work so that we can be mature and complete, lacking nothing. And then he says, if you don't have enough wisdom, ask God, he'll give it to you generously. He tells us the process first. He doesn't just say, ask, and God will rain it down on you, that he'll infuse it into your brain somehow. He tells us about the process, that it's not going to be easy, but God is in the process. Perseverance finishes its work in us if we allow it. The doubt that he's talking about is not trusting the process of God, feeling like we can set a better course than God has for us. How many times has life gotten difficult and we've decided, well, God's obviously not working on my side, I'll do it my way. We might not say it, but in our hearts, don't we do that sometimes? We begin to doubt whether God's really on our side, whether God's really leading us through this or not. And so we just set our own course. We do our own thing. We make our own decisions without even consulting God. That's the kind of doubt he's talking about. Not the apprehension that we have, not the nervousness or the confusion that we have. Those are all just human faults. He's saying, trust the process. If you don't trust the process, he calls us double-minded. That we're double-minded. We're kind of listening to God and we're kind of listening to ourselves. We're kind of listening to God and we're kind of listening to other people. We listen to God a little bit and we listen to the rest of the world a lot. That's double-minded. It doesn't mean that we're in complete rebellion and hatred towards God. It means that we sort of listen. You know, maybe on Sundays we listen to God. And the other 6 days we listen to us and everyone else. That's what he calls double-minded. There's no wisdom in that. We have to trust the process. God will use the process of life. And at those hard times, as much as we dislike them, they will build perseverance. And he says, let perseverance finish its work. It will make us more mature. It will make us more complete. It will bring us to the point we know we lack nothing because God has brought us through all of it. That we have the confidence that God is bringing us through that valley. And if we're not sure of things, if we're not completely wise through that process, God will give it to us. God will teach us that wisdom. But we have to trust the process. Every day we follow God. That's why it's so important that we understand that communion is not just a ritual, that it is bringing the very Spirit of God, the grace of God into our life. Because tomorrow, something's going to happen that's going to irritate you. That's going to be a surprise to you. That's going to be a change of course. Probably just something small. Could be something big. I don't know. Hopefully nothing too tragic. I guess it could. We certainly hope not. But it's not going to go as you expected. Next week's not going to go as you expect. The rest of your life is not going to go as you expect. We have to trust God in the process. That is the wisdom of God. Trusting God in the process is the wisdom God gives. He's not going to give us the ability to know every answer to everything always. He's not going to give us some super brain computer that we can figure everything out all by ourselves. Wisdom is trusting the process that God is trustworthy, and He'll use every single thing, both good and bad, in our life to make sure He teaches us the very wisdom of God. And that's why we ask for wisdom. That's why we pray, because we're going to face the circumstances of life. Do we face them alone? Do we face them through the advice of others? Sometimes others may give us godly advice, sometimes maybe not. But do we follow God in every circumstance, trusting that the perseverance will finish its work within us? That's what I want you to pray today, because I want us to be a wise people. We need a church of wisdom throughout the world, and we have many nations represented here. We need churches of wisdom, people of wisdom in the faith throughout the world. And that doesn't come through just figuring things out. It comes through letting the process, the perseverance, finish its work to know that God is the wisdom that leads us through life. And so we're going to pray. And we have a tradition in this church that I'll begin our prayer, and then we'll invite you to pray aloud if you like. And you can pray in any language you want. We have many nations represented, many languages. We love it if someone preaches in a language prays in a language other than English. That'd be wonderful. But if you don't want to pray aloud, that's perfectly fine as well. We can just have a time of silence, because God hears the prayers of our heart as well. This is a God who gives wisdom and gives it generously. But we have to trust the process. So let's spend some time and just give all of our journey to God. Would you pray with me? Lord, we have received the bread and the cup of Holy Communion. We have been reminded of your suffering and your death and resurrection. And we recognize the very spirit, the grace within the elements that we have received into ourselves. Lord, let that change us. Let us recognize the spirit within us, so that when we go through all these circumstances of life, we will trust the process, the perseverance can finish its work and make us mature and complete people and a mature and complete church, lacking nothing, knowing that you are the wisdom that we so desperately need. Lord, let us experience that spirit. Indeed, create in us a clean heart, and let us be like you in all of our ways, not trying to do things on our own, setting our own course, doing our own thing, not just following the knowledge of that we're taught within the world, but let us trust in your wisdom, in your guidance, that you will give that generously if we trust you. And so, Lord, we give you our journey, all of it. You know our suffering, you know our struggles, you know the little irritations that just drive us crazy. You know our triumphs, you know the things we're proud of, you know all of that. So we give it all to you. And we trust that you can use it all to make us exactly the mature and complete and wise people that you want us to be, not in our own knowledge, but in yours. We give it all to you, Lord, as we lift our prayers to you.